You're listening to The Wear of 1812, America's Forgotten Second War of Independence, written by Edmund H. Carrington and read aloud by Iona Hollander. Recording 2026. The book begins. Paraguaju. The capital in flames. On the evening of August 24, 1814, a column of about 4,500 British soldiers under Major General Robert Ross marched up Maryland Avenue from Bladensburg, where they had defeated an American force three times their number that afternoon, and entered the capital city of the United States. The streets were empty. Most of the residents had fled the day before. The rest were locked in their houses. President James Madison and Dolly Madison had escaped from the executive mansion that morning, leaving behind a dinner that had been laid for 40 guests. Cabinet officers, congressmen, clerks, and military officers had scattered into the Maryland and Virginia countryside. The defending militia had broken at Bladensburg and run. General Ross sent forward a small parley to demand surrender of the city. The party was fired on from a house at the corner of Maryland, and First General Ross's horse was killed under him, the general himself unhurt, and the British response was swift. The house was burned. Then, on Ross's orders, his men set fire to every public building in Washington. The Capitol, which housed both chambers of Congress and the new Supreme Court, was the principal target. The British soldiers piled the chamber's furniture, the Congressional Library books, about 30 volumes, and the chamber draperies into the Senate well. Soaked the pile in oil from the chamber's lamps and lit it. The fire spread through both wings of the building. The Library of Congress, then housed in the Senate wing, was consumed with the building. The Capitol's central wooden walkway between the wings burned through. The masonry walls, sandstone from the Aquia quarries downriver, survived, blackened and partly cracked, but the wooden interior collapsed. The President's House, not yet called the White House, was looted before it was burned. British officers found Mrs. Madison's dinner laid in the dining room and ate it. They drank the President's wine. They took small items as trophies, silver, books, a portrait of Mrs. Madison's parents that turned up in a London auction house 70 years later. A British junior officer wrote home that he had found a copy of the Federalist Papers in the President's library and pocketed it. Then they piled the remaining furniture in the central hall, soaked it in oil, and set the fire that gutted the building. The Treasury, the State Department, the War Department, the Navy Yard, with its half-built warships, and the long bridge across the Potomac, all burned that night and the following morning. The British troops, encamped in the President's House yard, watched the city burn around them. The flames were visible from Baltimore, 40 miles away. They were visible from the Maryland and Virginia hills for two nights running. A thunderstorm of extraordinary violence swept through Washington late on the afternoon of August 25th, the day after the burning. The storm was severe enough to extinguish many of the fires that the British had lit and to damage the British encampment. At least 30 British soldiers were killed by falling debris and lightning, and the storm carried roof tiles, timber, and small objects through the streets at lethal velocity. The British, having burned what they had come to burn, evacuated Washington that evening, marched back to their ships at Benedict on the Patuxent, and sailed for the Baltimore campaign that would follow. The Capitol was empty for 48 hours. Then the federal officials began to return, first the soldiers, then the clerks, then the congressmen and cabinet officers. Madison re-entered the city on August 27, 1814, and surveyed the ruins of his executive mansion and the federal buildings. Within days, the federal government had re-established itself in temporary quarters. Congress would meet when it reconvened in the Patent Office, one of the few major federal buildings the British had spared. The executive branch occupied the Octagon House at New York Avenue and 18th Street. The Madisons would live there through the winter while the President's House was rebuilt. Reconstruction of the Capitol would take 5 years. The building would not be fully complete in its rebuilt form until 1826. The burning of Washington was the lowest moment of the United States in the War of 1812. It was the only time before or since that a foreign army has occupied the American capital city. It was in the immediate political reaction taken by many in both Britain and the United States as evidence that the American war effort had collapsed and that British terms could now be dictated to the federal government.